You never know. Yeah, I mean, I'd really like to have one of those. I don't need to, it's a lot of money, though, and I really just would like it for the,
he'll buy it for $400.
Data modes to be able to run APRS and stuff like that, but with the DigiPeter iGate down in Mount Clemens, there's really nowhere to get in and, in and put it all on the internet. So it's tough right now. APRS has been a point of contention and frustration for me for the last few months. So I've kind of given that up for a little while.
I heard an opening bid at $400. Yeah, I think I have that same problem by me. I haven't even set up APRS on this radio yet. I did set it up on the Kenwood, and even bought a stupid $5 app to see if I was hitting any DigiPeters, and I don't think there's anything out by me. I used to do it when I was driving all over the place in my old job. That was cool. The 200 would always pump out my APRS beacon, but I think my route, I wouldn't beacon until I got to, like, Hall Road. So, but yeah, no, this is a sweet radio, but unless you live, in handheld distance to some set of repeaters, I don't know that it's worth it. Or if you're doing the APRS, or you're big on D-Star and you're buying a D-Star repeater. But even then, I think there's cheaper options to do it. And the other thing, I feel like on an HT, unless you're super close and have a great line of sight, you're on 5 watts and that thing just gets hot, and then it crushes the battery. So, I don't know. That's why everyone says get a mobile for your first radio, and that's 100% the way anybody should go.